What's in here?
This is where it happens.
What does?
It.
It what?
It.
Could you not speak in code? I don't think I can understand you any other way.
Where she...
Where she... What, Lorene? Spit it out.
This is where they get...
About to take the dirt nap?
Alice hates it when you call it that.
I know. Oh.
Yeah.
Where she embalms the dead bodies.
Clarence!
What now?
You're so crude.
How is that crude? Would you go and see what is taking Alice so long? I'm starving.
Hardly. You've got the Dunlap disease.
The what disease?
Your belly got big and it Dunlapped over your belt.
Oh, ha ha, chuckle snort.
I think so, and we'll just have to wait. Alice was talking to Mr. and Mrs. Turner. Her mother passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that. How does this embalmer thingy work anyway?
Don't touch that.
I'm not going to...
Clarence!
I didn't do it.
You did too. Turn it off.
I didn't know how it turned on. You turn it off.
Clarence, Alice is going to kill us.
Ah! It's spitting at us.
Shut it off, you lunkhead.
It turned itself on.
It's getting all over the place.
I can see that. Run!
Not on your life. We need to get it to stop.
How? By asking it nicely?
Oh, it just got all over my pants.
I promise you, I didn't touch anything. It has a mind of its own.
Do something.
How about this switch?
This is what she squirts into people's bodies? I want to be cremated.
Unplug it!
Where's the cord?
Over here.
Hey, Alice.
You ready to go eat?
What are you two... How did you... I was having a consultation with...
I hate to tell you, but there is something real wrong with your embalmer there.
Ugh, get out of my funeral home!
Welcome to the town of Puscataha, Oklahoma, where Alice Merriweather keeps the family undertaking business alive one funeral at a time. Stagestruck Audio Theater presents The Dirt Nap. This episode, The Stakeout.
Clarence?
Who is it? Oh, Sydney, I was helping for a client.
I am a client.
I mean a new client.
I may want to get some new insurance.
You would? You've already got your car and house with us, and a life insurance policy, to which we thank you very much.
I was thinking I might need some accident insurance.
Accident insurance? What for?
I hear that embalming machines can kill a person.
Get out of here!
The look on your face!
Is this all around town? Who told you? Alice?
Alice hasn't said a word about it.
Lorene. She was supposed to keep her big fat mouth shut.
I hear it's ruined now. The embalming machine, I mean.
I wouldn't know. I ran out of there and kept my head down low.
Well, come on. We need to get you outdoors then.
Where to?
The Garden of Eden.
I've already had breakfast.
Then you can buy me coffee. Let's go.
I'm afraid Alice will be there and she will...
Just have to get over it. You and Lorene are buffoons. So what? We all know that.
Buffoons? Listen here, Sydney.
Come on. We ride.
You are evil. You know that.
The preacher tells me every Sunday. He changes his tune after they take up the collections, though.
One day, Sydney.
But not today. Let's hit the trail, Tarzan.
Fine.
You know what's scary?
No, what?
An embalming machine.
Sydney, I will turn right around.
No, you will not. You go here every day of the week. If you don't, they think you've died and that you'll need a...
Don't.
Embalming machine.
I'm beginning to understand what hate feels like.
And I can hardly keep my eyes open.
Why's that?
Morning, all.
Morning. Hey, Clarence.
Hiya, Alice.
Good morning.
She's a bit frosty this morning.
I'm fine.
I told her it was an accident.
Which isn't exactly true.
Would one of you wave the waitress over? I suddenly need caffeine.
I hear ya.
Reese here has been on a stakeout for the past several nights.
And I'm not sure whether I'm coming or going.
Why not get a search warrant?
We don't have enough to even get one.
Who are you staking out?
Hal's salvage yard, outside of town.
Hal's? He's as innocent as a dove.
Word is his son isn't.
And that's word on the street.
In our town, that's a short street.
Nothing has happened, and I'm beginning to think we may have to call the whole thing off.
What's going on there? Or do we not want to know?
He may be running a chop shop?
I wouldn't call it a chop shop.
What would you call it? Isn't that a place where you take stolen vehicles and take them apart and sell the pieces to whoever?
That is what happens, yes. But a chop shop is a bit on the...
The what?
Urban side of things. This is out in the middle of nowhere.
You can't have a chop shop here? Is that what you're saying, Reese?
No, I'm not. I would just call it a body shop that is...
I thought House was a salvage place.
Yeah, where you take junk metal and crappy cars to die.
And he pays you in cash.
That is what a salvage place does, yes.
I think you should get your warrant.
What makes you out for blood all of a sudden?
I'm not out for blood.
You are with that embalming machine.
Okay, let's move on, shall we?
I was just getting revved up.
You're down, sweetie, and pass me the jelly.
Is she going to come over here and take my order?
She knows you take forever.
So, another stakeout night then?
Looks like it.
I could come out and keep you company. Okay, let's not.
She beat me to it. Is there a menu around anywhere?
Yes, the waitress has a whole stack. Wave her down.
She's talking to that big hunk of man over there.
Big hunk of who?
That's Hal's son.
That's the perp over there?
Would you yell at the top of your lungs, please?
I thought I just did.
You're the worst, Clarence.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
I could bring you some coffee and sandwiches.
What are you... Oh, the date at the stakeout!
Not a date. This is serious police business, and I would appreciate it if you would respect that. I need to go.
Nice going. Got any other fun things to say?
Lots.
Shut up, Sydney.
Not gonna happen.
We're not too old to fist fight, you know.
Oh, please. I would knock your face off. And then what would you have?
A faceless face.
Guys.
And just because you're jealous of...
Jealous?
Jealous? Yes, you heard me.
I'm not.
Jealous of what?
Alice, honey, you are slow sometimes.
I just want to be nice and take Reese some food so he can make it through his stakeout.
You're cute, you know that.
What did I do now?
Oh, to be that innocent again.
Not for you, Laureen.
That is it. Come on, let's do it right now.
In here? I don't have any fighting room.
Out in the street, then.
Ladies, quit it and get that girl's attention. My stomach thinks its throat has been cut.
I'm serious, Sydney.
Oh, poo.
I'll deck you out.
Deck you out? You need better dialogue.
I would hate to see the two of you get into a brawl over something so silly.
And why's that?
One of you might get hurt really bad, go into the hospital, not make it, pass away to the great beyond, and then you know what would happen?
What?
I'd end up using my embalming machine on you.
Alice Merriweather, you devious little...
I see what you did there, Alice. Nice.
All y'all shut up and pass me some more jelly.
And for the love of all that is good and just in the universe, would someone get the waitress's attention, please? I need eggs, pancakes, hash browns, bacon, and sausage. Stat!
And that's it for this episode of The Last to Let You Down. Thanks for tuning in. We want to thank our guest, Sydney...
That's me, Sydney Osborne. I also sponsored this episode, didn't I, Alice?
Don't think so.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. Anywho, really glad you were here to talk about your family.
I think I am sponsoring this one. And then Clarence gets the next one, right?
Her family helped settle this little town of ours.
Are you getting Laureen to sponsor one of these shows?
So we want to thank Sydney for being with us and sharing her stories.
I asked you a question. As a matter of fact, I asked you several.
Sydney!
Another edit? I can tell by the look on your face it's another edit. I can't help myself. I get to talking, and then you go asking inane questions.
This show is about me running my family's funeral home.
I know already. I agree with Reese. You need a new title for this podcast of yours. The Last to Let You Down? That is a terrible joke.
Reese?
How about the dirt nap? Clarence uses that all the time to describe Lynn.
I know what he does. And what about Reese talking about my podcast?
He told me about your title.
Since when does Reese...
Be careful now. You're starting to breathe heavy over there.
I am not. Let's do this last bit again so I can have something to edit to. I want this to be good.
Why?
Why? I'm getting some listeners out there.
How many?
Some.
How many?
A few.
And what's the big deal if you think Reese is tall, dark, and available?
Sydney!
Stop being a prude. You've kissed a boy before. Several, as I remember. Back in high school.
Let's not revisit those days. Thank you very much. Let's do the last bit again.
He is quite the catch. Or at least that's what they tell me.
I wouldn't know.
You liar.
He's a nice guy.
Aha, see?
I just said he was a nice guy.
You got his sandwiches made for him yet?
What sandwiches?
What? Shut your mouth over there. I know you.
Do you think he likes ham or turkey?
Now you're talking. Play it safe and do both. And do one that's got both on it.
Yeah?
I vote yes.
You're the worst.
And you're blushing.
Sorry. I brought you...
Hold on. Alice, what are you...
I made you some sandwiches.
I thought you guys were joking when...
Nope. No joke. So, this is a stakeout, huh?
Yes, it is. And nothing's happening. Here, go around and get in.
Is that okay?
Sure. Nothing's happening up there anyway.
You're parked pretty far away.
I don't want to be seen.
Oh, right. Sure.
Get in. It's getting chilly out there.
You're right about that.
Where did you park your car?
Don't worry. I left it down on County Road 42.
That far away? If I'd known...
It's okay. I like to walk.
In pitch darkness?
It's not the greatest, but there's a moon. Here.
You didn't have to do this, Alice. Really, I've got a travel mug of coffee.
It was no bother. I was worried about you.
You were?
Sure. That one's ham. I've also got turkey, and then I made one with both ham and turkey. That was Sydney's idea.
That sounds good.
Here, I'll trade you.
I appreciate this. A lot.
Should I go then?
No. Stay. It gets pretty lonely out here.
I bet.
Nice and fresh.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You cold?
It's getting a bit frosty, yeah.
I'll roll the window back up.
You think you'll catch them?
If they're committing a felony, I sure hope so.
I've never asked you. How do you feel about being a police officer in your hometown?
It's fine.
Is that all?
I think when I first started, folks that knew me expected me to be just like I was in high school.
I can see that.
I bet you got that too.
I did. Everyone loved my dad. He worked so hard to make sure everyone got a decent burial.
He did have that reputation.
I miss him.
I get that. You're working so hard all the time. I wonder if it's because you're living in his shadow.
With his ghost, more like. That sounds bad. Even after his death, he still has an impact on me.
What you do for the community is admirable.
You think so?
Of course. You're a go-getter. Your funeral home, your podcast, and you're friendly, funny, attractive, and...
Attractive?
Sure. Lovely, in fact.
Funny. That's what I've always thought about you.
You have?
I have.
Alice?
Yes?
I...
Ah!
Hey, hey, we brought grub.
Get in here, Clarence. I'm freezing my tush off.
No, it's still there.
Shut up, you.
What are you guys...
Same as you, by the looks of it.
Why don't you join us?
Sure. Oh.
What's in the hamper?
Sandwiches.
I got that covered.
Turkey and ham.
Yum, hand one over.
I only made a couple.
Okay.
Fine.
Anyway, I've got chips, coffee...
Got that covered.
We also stopped and got some chocolate bars, popcorn, Muddy Critters donuts.
Ooh, my favorite.
I told you, Lorene.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you talk louder so they can hear you at Hal's?
What's your problem? Oh.
What? I mean, Alice gets snippy sometimes.
Ixnay, ixnay.
What'd I do now?
Just stuff your face, Clarence.
That sounds like a plan. Where'd you leave your car?
Right next to Alice's.
Good. We should keep it down a bit.
Sorry.
It's all right. This is a stakeout, after all.
Maybe we should...
You're fine.
Good. Let's eat.
Thanks, by the way.
For?
I don't know. It sounds corny.
Try me.
For being you. You've been... Well...
You too.
Me too what?
Alice?
Yes?
Come here.
Did you see that?
See it. I heard it. He's sucking her face.
And she's giving in good as she's getting.
They're cute. Wrap your arms around me. I'm cold.
They are wrapped around you.
Oh, of course they are.
Loreen?
I know that look. Clarence?
When in Rome.
I'm game if you are.
I always have been. Now I want...
Ah! Hey, y'all! What'd I miss? Holy cow, looks like all the high schoolers' cars packed all the way by the lake on a Saturday night.
Sydney!
Get in here and shut the door!
I hate to tell you, Clarence, but I don't go for weird and twisted...
Just get in here and shut the door, Sydney!
Just so everyone knows, I will not be including you in the report I have to make.
Good plan! Who wants piping hot soup? I brought veggies, some stew, chili.
Quit talking about it and crack some open.
It actually sounds good.
Good? Bite your tongue. Try great. Fantastic. Stupendous.
Would you shut up and give me a spoon?
Man, could these windows be steamed up anymore?
Would you stop?
You should take your own advice there, honey.
How about some chili?
Chili coming right up?
Hold that thought. I see light up at Hal's place.
What's that mean?
That there's a light on at Hal's place?
Here, Clarence.
What now?
Hold my bowl so I can deck out your date.
My...
I will knock your block clean off, girl. Bring it.
Would you two hush it, Reese?
Not sure. Wait, there's lights coming down the road back toward the highway.
Meaning what?
Give me those binoculars, Alice.
Yep, here you go.
I think I'm about to pee myself.
My Prince Charming.
Isn't he, though?
Got the license plate. You guys need to be quiet a minute. I hope the radio works out here and dispatch isn't taking a nap. Car 10 to HQ.
HQ, go car 10.
Car check. Plate BAJ106.
Give me a second.
You guys need to get ready to get out if anything...
Not likely. I'm strapping in just in case.
This could turn out to be...
Car 10, reported stolen from Grady County.
Roger.
Let's go get these suckers.
Y'all need to get...
Just go!
And hit the siren, baby!
They saw you!
Hang on to something.
We're in an actual car chase.
I love it. Get him, Officer Fuzz.
Where's your shotgun? I can blast them right out the window.
You all need to calm down.
They're going down that dirt road.
It's a dead end.
I am in control of the situation here.
Little fool me.
Put the pedal to the metal. Don't let that turkey get away.
You guys need to hang on, shut up, and let me do my job.
There he goes. He's turning off down that side road.
I'm not blind. I see where he's going. Zip your lip, Alice.
Zip my...
Just 2 minutes ago, you were chewing on it, pal.
Sydney, all of you, shut up. Your stupid mouths.
Shut up, or...
I could have told him not to go down that road. Especially after it rains.
Now we get to see these guys get arrested.
Nope, party's over. Everyone out. And you're on your own getting back to your cars.
I don't know about you all, but that was awesome.
Did he tell us to shut up?
To be more specific, our stupid mouths.
I don't like him all of a sudden.
I...
Uh-oh.
Is there any soup left? Car chases leave me famished.
Clarence!
Sure, name your poison.
How about a bowl?
We're leaving. You heard him. Walking back to our cars.
Come on. Soup time later. Alice needs cheering up.
Oh, man.
You said it.
Would you wave her over here, Sydney? I want some more toast. Have you had any?
Toast is toast.
If you say so.
I'm saying so.
Our breakfast partners are awfully quiet this morning.
I'm pouting.
I see that.
It was just a bit of necking, Clarence. Or at least that's the way I heard it. Get over it.
Lorene has.
Sydney, you let that bullfrog mouth of yours get away from your tadpole body.
I work hard on this body, I'll have you know.
Clarence.
Yeah, I'm not pouting about that. I knew she was just lonely and desperate, so was I.
Excuse me, I'll have you know that I...
And what's up with the drippy bottom lip?
I tried to get quoted by the local paper for the arrest last night of the car thieves, and they said they didn't want one. Can you believe that?
The tragedy of it.
Here, here. The next time that waitress walks by, trip her or something. I want some toast.
I had a lot of good stuff to say. They could have put it on their website, in this week's edition. They could have...
Listen, buddy, I want to know more about this...
Moving on.
Sydney.
Moving on. Speaking of pouting...
She hasn't said a word since she got here.
Alice? Honey?
I'm fine.
He's just a man. Leave it at that.
Hey.
Case in point.
He
was just angry. That's all. We really weren't supposed to be there. He could have gotten into a lot of trouble.
What?
I
sent him a text. He ignored it. He stopped by the station. He wouldn't see me.
These things happen.
Guys, you know me. You know I can fall hard. Really hard.
Oh, crap. Here we go again.
I hope this isn't like Tim Stocks. Years after we graduated high school.
I was past the having feelings part, okay? I was starting to think that maybe...
Uh-oh, the devil of whom we speak is approaching from out there on the sidewalk.
I'm out of here.
No, you're not. Sit there and talk it out.
Nope, no way. I'm not doing this again.
But sweetie, the last guy wasn't worth it.
Later.
He's looking grim today.
Morning, all.
If you haven't figured it out, we're not speaking to you.
Yeah. No Alice? Oh. I see someone else's plate. Hers?
You're the detective. Detect.
I'm sorry for everything I said. I didn't handle things...
We can get over it. Alice, however, that's another story.
You've been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of The Dirt Nap, The Stakeout. Next episode, The Thunderstorm. Join us, won't you? In the cast as Alice Cat Key, Reese Ruben Sheck, Sydney Ariana Webb, Lorene Linnea McClure, Clarence Cameron Brown. Script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.